I want to rock. Welcome back to another episode of the Infinity Boxer Watch. I am your Infinity Boy Anthony alongside your Boxman Brian, and welcome to the finale, the penultimate and finale episode of the Ahsoka series. We're going to talk about those two episodes, but first, Banana Man, I didn't ask how you're doing, but I don't care. News in the news time.
Wow.
Yeah, news in the news time. Brian, the writer strike is over.
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I didn't ask.
And good. I hope the deal is good for them. I did not read much about the details.
No, me neither. I didn't care. I was just happy it was over.
Yeah.
Still working on the actors. If this X account that
it's
I'm
a
reading,
process.
If this X is I'm reading right, it said there was meetings again. So, you know, maybe by the end of the year they'll be good to go, and we can get Superman shooting in January like we were supposed to.
And I saw a bunch of the streaming platforms released like what their writers are working on first, and it was all the good shit that we want.
Yeah.
So that's good at least.
Yes, the writers' rooms have reopened even with no deal. But the actors, they got to get back to work. They got to write their stuff.
Yep.
And just happy that they got their deal. Glad that half of the wheel is turning, and now the other half, hopefully before the end of the year, gets their deal, and that'll be done with that. So a lot of posture. Hopefully. That whole thing could have been done months ago, but.
Oh, yeah.
Studios are
you know how they roll.
Real scummy about it.
Yep.
So, screw that. Anyway, other things on the docket. Brian, low-key, drops tomorrow. That's going to be our next series. We're going to be back on Monday, probably, sounds like. And that'll be cool. And some people got to watch.
Reviews are great.
Some people got to watch the first four episodes. That's what Brian's talking about, and apparently it's real good. So, sending four of the six episodes out early is pretty crazy to me. But
that's aggressive, yeah.
Yes, I know that they're like
I would have
journalists,
done two.
But yeah, two sounds right.
I've seen nothing negative anywhere, so high hopes for this.
I remember...
Because we've had some real shit recently, so...
Yeah, I remember being like, oh man, I don't think the Disney Plus show should have two seasons. I thought they should just graduate to movies, and boy am I glad that this got a season two after that, because woof. You know, Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Now it's like, please, give us a return to form. Moon Knight.
Yes. No thank you for the Moon Knight. Anyway... So get ready for that. That's our next season. That's going to be up this week. We'll be up talking about episode one soon. Basically a few days after you listen to this. Anyway, finally in news in the news, Brian, we're going to have some clarification on what the hell is going on with DC. I guess James Gunn didn't want to say shit because he's technically a writer. So he's probably on strike, so he couldn't talk. But like the first day of the deal, he was like, all right, let's talk about all these questions that you keep asking my dumb ass. And he was basically like, listen, even though we're bringing in John Cena, even though we're bringing in Viola Davis, even though we're bringing in Jaime Reyes, I can't say his actual name yet. I'll figure it out eventually. All the things that have happened to them previous to this Superman movie and Creatures Commando doesn't count. It might not have happened to them. He goes, they could have had very similar experiences, but it's not going to be the exact same thing. Basically just saying, you know, the whole reason we didn't do a hard reboot is because, well, one, we tried to sell four movies. And also because I wanted to have a few people come back. So,
like, I get it. It's just that it feels convoluted.
I want, in for me, I'm James Gunn, right? Pretend I'm James Gunn. I absolutely, even though Cena, incredible as Peacemaker, even though Bleedle was great, I'm probably just moving in a different direction and just hard rebooting the entire thing, just because my brain, it's too much for my brain to handle, you know?
It's, and like, me and you are on top of this stuff, yeah. And still, questions give me pause. I mean, I feel like what I would have done was when Flash came out, just been like, yeah, everything you saw was in that world. Everything from Superman Legacy on will be this new world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll see Peacemaker, you'll see whoever. But the shit that happened in the past, you know, wasn't exactly the same, which feels like what he's saying, but, like, yeah. He's just not pulling the Flash reference in, which I think helps, yeah, like, they, ground the clarity a little bit.
Yeah, they also claimed that, like, the Flash movie was going to be, like, the reset. And it, according to this, not really. That's not really what they're saying is happening here.
Like, the whole scene just made it so easy to say, like, this is Superman Legacy is the start of one of these other worlds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Already skeptical, DC.
I think it's going to be fine, but he did say that they will address the fact that season one of Peacemaker has nothing to do with season two, and season two could just be of its own volition. You could bring back Mern if you want, because he might not be dead.
I just don't know how you addressed it within season two or somewhere else. It almost feels like they're talking about it too much now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just give me good content. I don't really fucking care what world it's in anymore.
Oh, I care. My brain can't handle it not caring. Not caring about stuff like that.
And we need to get James Gunn on next week and ask him some questions.
All right, that's it. We're getting James Gunn on next week. Gonna be sick.
I'll message him.
Gonna be sick. So that's DC. Again, they're announcing this before a movie's coming out, which is just brutal for them. I don't see how that ends up well, to be honest with you, for Aquaman.
No.
Just another dead in the water movie.
Well, it's just like we're waiting for that pain.
Yeah, but I will say, once that's done, we're cutting the cord. It's over, so that's good.
Yes, it needs to be done,
and it will be after December. So that's fun.
They're probably loving also that MCU has had a couple flops recently.
Yeah.
It really helped some of the DC pain.
And let me tell you, I mean, when you really look at it, movie-wise, DC movies this year have been way better than the Marvel movies. Quantumania and what was the other one?
The only good one was Galaxy. Yeah, Guardians 3. Galaxy,
yeah. But, you know.
And my favorite DC movies are the ones that are not part of the DCEU, like The Batman and Joker.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
Interesting. It's all very interesting. It's almost like, you know, DC has great characters, and because they fucked up the cinematic universe the first time, it's almost like maybe they shouldn't have made a connected cinematic universe and just rebooted with singular films. I don't know.
Yeah. You'd think.
But everyone loves Everyone loves a connected universe. And with that, let's talk about the Dave Filoni connected universe.
Bang.
What a fucking segue.
So good. So cool.
Yeah, what a great segue by me.
It was good. An 8 out of 10 segue.
Thank you. Anyway, we're going to talk just a mishmash, really, of the last two episodes of Ahsoka. We waited for the finale to drop this episode, because, I don't know, there's not a lot to say about the episode before the penultimate episode.
No.
It was good. It was fine. It had C-3PO in it, Brian. People lost their shit.
Fucking hate C-3PO, man.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Like, he's the shittier of the two famous droids, and the other one can't even talk.
Yeah, well, that's why he's better.
Yeah. But whatever, they wanted to get him into, like, every single Star Wars thing that there is.
Well, I mean, they can't bring in Carrie Fisher either, so...
No, but I didn't need either of them.
I just like how they were like, oh my god, it's C-3PO? That's crazy. Like, he was a fucking celebrity. It's like Taylor Swift walked through the door.
I guess, I don't know, did he get medals and shit for everything that they pulled off in the past? Is he a celebrity?
Probably. I don't really remember the battle.
I guess he's respected as a droid.
You know, the only thing I think about when I think about the finale of the Battle of Endor, the party at the end, obviously the Ewoks, because they're cool. And also just fucking, you know, Force Ghost Anakin, you know?
Love Force Ghost Anakin. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they could have written a different way to get this message across, but whatever. This is their fan service moment, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, C-3PO comes in and just covers for your girl, Syndulla, to be like, they actually got the okay to go back and look for Ahsoka. And Mothma was like, for fuck's sake, this is bullshit, but what am I gonna do?
Yeah. Can't believe, I still, to this day, cannot believe she survived the war.
Yeah, she's a real bad, real lame character, in every sense of the word.
She's gonna be so...
It's like, they tried to... They just tried to, like, embody the most boring thing you could possibly do, and it became Mothma.
She's gonna be such an integral piece of the second season of Andor, and I'm gonna be so angry.
Be the main character in every scene.
He'll be so mad.
So yeah, they get her off the hook. And then meanwhile, Ahsoka and Hu Yang get to Peridia and they see all the Purgles. And right away, some action. There's this big old minefield. And it's just kind of cool, but the Sky Whales, you know, the Purgles, they are not a fan of these things, and they just kind of bounce.
Yeah.
They, like, do their retreat, and Ahsoka and Hu Yang are like, well, that's not a great sign. But they, you know, they continue moving towards the planet. They get chased by some ships, and they eventually, you know, they just kind of make their way down there. Just some good flying. They avoid the minefield. Riveting stuff. And on the planet, you get more Thrawn. He learns that Anakin trained Ahsoka, which blows his fucking mind.
I get that. So he's a Grand Admiral, right? So the whole thing about Star Wars, and I don't know how much of this has changed. I don't know anything about the Rebels show, really, yet. I haven't watched it yet. But, like, the whole thing of Star Wars is that, like, only the Emperor knows that Anakin was Darth Vader, really. I get that he's a Grand Admiral. But, I don't know. Unless he's just talking about Anakin and he still doesn't know. I guess I made it. My brain made a leap there, so I guess maybe he could still just be scared of Anakin. But very strange.
I mean, I guess so. But this, I mean, this takes place after, you know, after Return of the Jedi and all that. I mean, you know, maybe some people have a blabbermouth. Maybe Luke told someone. Having drinks at a bar one night.
My dad was the greatest villain in the history of the galaxy. You think he's telling people that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you're crazy.
I don't know. I think also it's kind of silly that for them, like, when you look at the prequel movies, and just the whole like cleared decline and Obi-Wan knows. I mean, kind of silly that no one else would know that Anakin is Darth Vader. I mean, I get these people have their own lives and shit, but there's other people that probably have ideas about it. So you could assume Thrawn's high enough that some rumors got to him about it.
It's the only thing I'll accept is that he is Grand Admiral, so maybe.
Maybe. He's clearly thrown off by it, though. Ahsoka finds Ren on the planet. She meets up with Sabine, who's with Bridger, who, honestly, he's not that cool. I don't think this was worth it.
Wow.
And I started Rebels, too. I'm almost done with season one. Wow. It's fine. I don't know.
It's like, wow, Ezra Bridger could just fuck off.
Yeah, pretty much. They are attacked by Haney and the Thrawn's friends, and Ahsoka shows up, and basically they all get reunited. That's the end of this episode. Ahsoka meets up with Ezra Bridger and Sabine and Liang, and is there somewhere, and that's pretty much it. Yeah. They now have to get back. That is the goal. Can they do that? Remains to be seen. I think we jumped to episode 8 there. I mean, my only thing, and like, we could say this at the end, just, I don't know if the show has like a good division between, like, I feel like a lot of it is Rebels and Clone War, love story, and shout outs to all of them. Like, yeah. For those who are not familiar with them at all, I feel like some of this stuff just goes right over your head. Or is just not as interesting as it could be.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to jump to the end of the finale. Apparently, Baylan was on, like, the hand of some mountain guy. And that's, like, apparently a guy
from... Oh, the Mortis guy?
Yeah, that's apparently a guy from fucking Clone Wars or Rebels or whatever. And, like, he's, like, the father of time or some shit. And I just thought it was cool, but, like, people who've seen the shit, those animated shows were like, that's crazy!
Yeah, I read a bit about it. It's, like, a Clone Wars thing from what I read. And there's, like, the father, the daughter, and the son. And... at some point, I don't remember if it was in the books or later, they also talk about the mother, who's like the fourth part of it. But the daughter was the light side, the son was the dark side, and the father like balances both of them. And it reminded me of like in Catholicism, the Holy Trinity, like they're all kind of equal powers, just different parts of like the same, call it Force God or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it's only really in the Clone Wars, but it's like this huge thing, and it's on these statues that they're standing on here. No one could have any fucking clue unless they watched Clone Wars, and also like had to be pretty into the Clone Wars, like remember such specific details and call out something like that. Because I saw a side-by-side of the Mortis gods from this versus Clone Wars, and I was like, I guess it kind of looks like it. I don't know if I'd jump there immediately.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I like world-building. But also, like, you're missing people.
It's 100%. It's like, if you tell someone, yeah, you got to watch these Marvel movies, it's daunting. They got to watch 20-something movies, 10 TV shows. It's wild. Just, like, telling me, like, oh, you really want to enjoy Ahsoka? You got to watch 9 seasons of Clone Wars and 4 seasons of Rebels. And it's just like, I don't have time for that. I'm just going to watch the show because I want to watch the show. And while you could watch it without watching those things, like, yeah, there are little things that they throw in there every episode where it's just like, this is for somebody else, this isn't for me, but I'm just going to watch it. It's fine.
I like what they did with, like, The World Between Worlds. Like, they gave a throwaway sentence or two, so those of us who have no idea are like, okay, that's enough for me to at least figure out what you're talking about. These other shout-outs, I don't know, I guess they're the same as Easter eggs. If you know it, cool. If you don't, you don't need to. Yeah. But yeah, there's a couple other ones throughout this episode. But in episode 8, yeah, she also gets that blade, the Talzin blade.
Yes.
Elspeth got it. That's a big thing, apparently, also.
Oh.
And it's pretty strong. Fights off a lightsaber.
Yeah.
So Ezra is making his own lightsaber with spare parts from his master who died, Kanan, who I think was Hera's husband, something like that. Interesting. From Rebels. And him and Ahsoka and Sabine go to make their way to the ship, but they get intervened by Elspeth and, you know, the other goons from the mothers, those night troopers, and they fight a ton of them, but they actually get resurrected, which is kind of cool, like zombie stormtroopers.
Yeah, that's rarely a thing from the video game. So Filoni was really cooking. He really just brought everything into the show.
Pulling shit from everywhere.
Yeah.
So that was cool. They get overwhelmed. Eventually they have to, like, back into this stone corner. They close off all the entryways. And they get to the top of this, like, fortress that they're in. And there's one cool scene where Sabine uses the Force after Ezra jumps to, like, push him further onto the ship. And I like that he wants, like, her to then jump.
I really like that he was hesitant. She was like, I'll push you with the Force. And he was like, I don't know about that.
You're not known for your expertise, Sabine. It does work. He gets up there fine. Then he's supposed to pull her. However, she sees Ahsoka struggling with everyone else that was able to make it through. So Ahsoka kills Elspeth from that first episode. The ship leaves, and our friends are left here.
Yeah, basically they did a little switcheroo. Everyone that came to the new galaxy stuck there. Everyone who was in that galaxy is now back on the new, on the regular galaxy.
Yep.
So there's a little switcheroo.
And he,
A little switcheroo.
After they thought no one could go anywhere, they just totally swapped. Yeah. And Ezra meets back up with his girl Hera, and we see a nice little your Force ghost friend watching over Ahsoka and Sabine. Well, Anakin, I think it was the last shot of the show.
It seems like they were chatting, Ahsoka and Anakin, and Sabine was just like, "Huh, I thought I felt something there." And then she walks away. She's like, oh, it's probably just the light of the stars. And she walks away, and you see the Force ghost of Anakin. And just basically ends on a cliffhanger. Today they were just like, I don't know if there's going to be another season. I'm like, of course there's going to be another season. Stop it.
Yeah, they were like, it's not confirmed yet, but probably. So there is.
There's no fucking way. If they're doing a movie connecting all of these shows, that they're going to end with that being where everything is set up for, because that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. We're hoping no more Boba Fett.
Yes, I think they just need to do one more season of Mando, one more season of Ahsoka, set them up where they converge storylines, and then you set up whatever the movie's going to be. The 3-in-1 movie.
I think overall, Very good show. Yes. Ford's the top tier, not quite the top tier. I don't think the villain was very good.
Yeah, you're just not afraid of tacticians like I am.
I can be. Like, Joker is in a lot of ways a tactician that just fucks people up sometimes.
Yeah. But he didn't fuck anybody up.
I don't know. No, I just, like, even his speeches, I was like, you're not really intimidating, dude.
Oh, he's scared.
He's kind of blah. Maybe I'd be more scared of him if I was more familiar with Rebels and Clone Wars.
I think the scary part is basically just like, you know, he doesn't get overwhelmed. He doesn't get like, oh fuck, I have to react.
Oh, like, unfazed.
Yeah, he's completely unfazed and he just fucking does what he's got to do, and it's scary.
I like that. I mean, Kylo Ren was not exactly intimidating, to be fair.
Fucking Kylo Ren is the worst.
We should discuss The Last Jedi.
Yeah, we've never done that before.
Good show. Not Obi-Wan good, but
I would put
better than Andor.
I would put it under Obi-Wan in the first two seasons of Mando. I'd put it better than the last season of Mando, better than Boba Fett, better than Andor. Yeah, it's basically smack right there in the middle.
Yeah. She is very cool. Ahsoka is top tier.
Absolutely.
Maybe if I finish Rebels and Clone Wars and go back to this, I'll appreciate some stuff more. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
But yeah, I think good show.
It's specifically for people that have watched those shows.
Yeah. And are there more shows on the docket upcoming for Star Wars? Acolyte, is that the next one?
Well, yeah, then you have, like, that, you know, we're just talking strictly Filoni-verse right now, because you're going to have second season of Andor, yeah. Which is not
Filoni-verse.
Yes. So, like, Andor, not Filoni-verse. Acolyte, not Filoni-verse. Lando is not going to be Filoni. Oh, that's not a show anymore, it's a movie.
Movie, yeah.
I think that's it. If Lando's not a show. But yeah, you know, like these. Strictly talking Filoniverse, like, it's those three. And then got a few extras.
So. Yeah, I found the list here. Man, so many were canceled.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about Star Wars, is like they announce stuff and then it never happens.
Yeah.
There's always a possibility that they just. They can everything.
Well, you know what? Star Wars has done a better job than DC in keeping shit straight.
Yeah, I mean, they're not rebooting all of Star Wars.
Which no, people, but there was rumors of them getting rid of the sequel trilogy. Which was funny.
People thought they were doing that with this galaxy. It was like, oh, it's going to be... Anakin's going to be alive in that galaxy.
No, but... Just the idea that it was appealing is funny to me.
Yeah. But anyway.
That's Ahsoka.
I think that does it for us, Ahsoka. Generally a good show. No real bad episodes, just a couple of meh episodes, but ends pretty strong. Ends with the cliffhanger. So
yep.
We'll see where that heads. Anyway, check us out on X at Infinity Box RW. That's where we're going to post about all this stuff. It's going to be cool. It's going to be hip. It's going to be calm. That's cool. And check us out on all the podcast apps. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iTunes Radio. That's where we are at. Check out my wrestling podcast on X at TIR Wrestling. All same podcast apps plus Spotify for that. Let's go do it. Brian, we'll be back in a few days with Loki.
I'm excited.
Me too. So check us out. Few days. Loki, hope you enjoyed Ahsoka. Drop it in the comments how you felt about the show. I thought it was pretty good. Later.
Adios.
Amigos.